Yes, thank you, Madam Chairperson. We're appalled by the impertinent and perpetual statement delivered by Azerbaijan and categorically deny the allegations they voiced. Azerbaijan sanctimoniously declared itself a country that adopted multiculturalism as a national policy. Meanwhile, it has been persecuting Talish intellectuals for years. Most recently, in early November, historian and activist Farhadin Abbas died in prison as he was serving 16 years' term. In 2013, Hilal Mamadov, the editor of independent newspaper, was sentenced to 5 years in prison on trumped-up charges. The Talish minority's leader in Azerbaijan, Novruzli Mamedov, who edited the same newspaper before Hilal Mamadov, died in prison in 2009 after being sentenced to 10 years in jail. International Human Rights Watchdog said that all those charges and persecution have been politically motivated. These days, a video is being distributed by Azerbaijani users on social networks, on which Azerbaijani soldiers humiliate an elderly civilian and subject him to overtly inhuman treatment and exceptional cynicism. They do it because this person is ethnic Armenian. And it is a vivid manifestation of Azerbaijan's systematic state policy of hate towards Armenians. It is not a singular incident, but a part of and parcel of systematic large-scale policy of persecution, torture, and atrocities that culminated in September-November 2020 war. The social networks are largely utilized to promote this terror. Thank you very much.